AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you from Revolt Studios in Atlanta. You know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank, Baby Jade, Shy Jones, and Big Homie Kodak. It's time for another Big Facts Friday.
Big homie. Wait. Kodak has a new name.
What's his new name?
Big Homie Baloney.
It's Big Homie Baloney.
Big Homie Baloney.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What? Why is that?
Don't
because
listen to her. Please go ahead.
All day and it smells like baloney.
Oh my gosh. Breaking all kind of Big Facts records, man. Behave today, man.
Biggest record breaker.
Oh, God.
Behave today. Oh, all right, wellness check. Everybody good? Anything?
Complain. Good? I am like fan-fucking-tastic.
What's up? Thank you. Good?
For sure.
Good, Jade?
Never been better.
You good, Kodak?
Incredible.
I'm well as well. So let's jump straight into it. What is our word or words for today?
Okay, so our two words for today are misogyny versus misandry.
Okay, break it down.
Okay, so misogyny is the act of a hatred for women,
mm-hmm.
and misandry is the act of a hatred for men.
Mm. So if you hate women, you're a...
misogynist.
If you hate men, you're a...
misandrist.
Okay. So, what's... What's some examples of that? And then are there some people that are in that state that maybe don't know that they're in that state?
Niggas that follow Kevin Samuels are misogynists.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
I've seen the collection of them niggas and they all look like they hate bitches for real.
That's just like saying every nigga that follows Kevin Samuels wears brunch boots.
What?
Like, you can't say that. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
That's a generalization.
But they relate to that nigga because they're misogynist.
So but you can't say that nigga don't be saying some real shit.
Yeah, as a woman, I feel like he be on point with like 89.9% of the shit he was saying.
that's a high percentage.
So, I ain't gonna lie, as a woman.
But you
right.
could be a woman misogynist too.
Yeah.
How you a woman misogynist?
Like you can hate other women.
Yeah, some women. A lot of women. I know women that hate women.
Hate women.
Damn, hate. Jeez. So just completely.
Like, hate them.
Just completely hate, so.
Oh, I don't got no female friends type. Okay.
To be in that state.
No, that's not, because that's me. I don't really have a lot of female friends, and it, but it's not that I hate Do women hate as this? A whole. I just hate hoes.
What's the word for that?
If you're like, if
what
a whole misogynist, I guess.
So what you mean? So like, if they're just regular women you cool with, but if she's like a bona fide
she a
hoe
bop,
out
she
here,
she a bop.
You know what I mean? Because I can't even say I hate hoes, because whatever you do with your pussy is not my business. But I don't like, or I dislike, like messy bitches, like bitches that's always in drama, like bitches that are always like just. I don't like people that are not good people and bitches that are not good bitches, from lack of a better way to put it.
I feel it.
So, bitches that are not good bitches.
They don't have good hearts and good spirits.
Yes.
I'll say that.
So, wow. So, again, can somebody be in that state? Like, a lot of people, if you called them those words, they would probably start to take offense to it. Like, I don't hate anyone and I don't dislike anyone. Well, what are some of the traits or characteristics of being a, I'm sorry, I can't say the words.
A misogynist or a misandrist?
Yes.
I think a big characteristic is every, like, for example, what's the one that hate men? I think a lot
misandrist.
So if Jay is my homegirl and she tell me like, oh, I just met a guy, blah, blah, blah. And the first thing I say is, oh, he a bitch nigga, or he gonna be this, da, 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 da. And I always have something negative to say.
Mm.
I think that will make me the misandrist, right?
No, that's misogynist. Because if you hate men.
If I hate men? No, the misandrist hates men. Yeah, the misandrist hate men.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, so that would make me a misandrist. Like, if somebody come to me and I always have something negative to say about a man, wouldn't that make me that?
I think a lot of misogynists can just be bitter.
Oh. I think a lot of misogynists and a lot of misandrists are undercover narcissists.
Mm.
Mm.
Explain that.
Yeah. Because to have a deep-rooted hatred for someone or something that you've never met and that you don't know has to come from a place of an underlying issue within your personality and your character.
Mm. Mm.
To me, if you're a man that hate women, you want to be one.
Mm.
I agree.
Like, how you going to hate women?
They can have mama issues.
That shit ain't going to make me hate women.
Some of them. A lot of gay men hate women.
Nah, a lot of gay men be friends with women. I'm talking about...
No, they're friends with women, but they secretly don't like them.
I think if you out the closet and they love them. I feel like that.
No, I'm telling you.
Okay, but I'm thinking okay. My opinion. That's your opinion.
Ahead,
you may know, because I don't know no gay man.
Go ahead, big.
But I'm saying I feel like if you just a man that walk around all day hating women, you gotta wanna be one. You mad because you can't be that to me.
To me, to me.
And a female that hates women, to me, you're just insecure of yourself.
I agree. Yes, yes, mm. I agree. Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, because some females can just hate the attention that other women gets. Hate that they don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And some dudes, the same way. You hate the attention. You hate because she fine. You want to look like that. You want a BBL. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is to be. Because what you just hate women?
Yeah.
You don't have access to them?
No, I got a good one. Most men that hate women, y'all don't want to believe this. But they got itty bitty penises. That's what it is. They hate women because they have itty bitty. I'm just telling you, they hate women because they got them itty bitty penises. And then when they have to have sex, the women always be like, mm-mm. So I'm telling you, that's why they hate these hoes.
So they want to turn their itty bitty penises into a big clitoris?
No, I don't even think they want to turn it to a woman. It's just that they hate the fact that when it boils down to it, I'm not going to be able to give this woman what she wants and what she desires. So it's like, I hate the fact that women yearn for big dick men. Pretty much.
Wow.
Damn. Okay.
That's what I think it is. The men that hate women, them things don't be thinking like they wanted to thing. I promise you.
I think we already know no nigga that hate women.
Well,
I know
I'm
niggas
trying
that disagree.
Them niggas be on the internet
a lot of
heavy.
Shit women be on, but I don't know no nigga that just hate women.
How you get to a place where you just hate a whole sex or a whole race or a whole anything?
Exactly. Like, what niggas just hate all men? What niggas just hate all women? What women that hate all men? What woman that hate all women? Yeah,
but the word there for the word there for a reason. I mean,
it is
the same way. The same way you said that it's like a lot of niggas that just completely hate women want to be one. It's the same way with women. A lot of women that completely hate men want to be one too. You think so?
I can see women hate men because of the things men take women through.
Exactly. So I can because aren't a lot that. Of a lot of women that hate men like super duper aggressive?
No,
and, you know
no,
what I'm saying?
Nah,
all that
you
shit.
Got some feminine women that hate. Yeah. Hate
nah,
men.
But it's a lot of the majority
Both
of
ways.
The women.
But I feel like the men.
You
I
got,
feel like
you
the
got
men.
The feminine women that hate men too. Now I feel like what they know men been through.
I feel
that's
like
how
the men
always
hate.
Go to the other side.
I feel like the men hate stems from like possibly a lot of issues in society. Because if you look at like different rules and laws and politics, all that shit stems from men trying to control women's bodies. And some women take that shit as all men think that way. Like look at the Roe v. Wade shit. It's like women are trying to take back their authority and their autonomy over their own body. And they may think like the root of all, I know someone like that. They think that the root of all their issues are with men.
I can agree to a certain extent.
So a man might think the root of all his issues revolves around a woman, and that's why they hate all women?
I don't think I ever heard of a man just hate women like that. Like, for real.
I think a lot of men maybe, may hate women because they don't have access to these women.
I watch some shit on
that.
Nah,
but you know what? Real shit, though, not to cut you off. I'd step out there.
You know, you say that don't mean you're not cutting a person off, too, right? You know that? I'm just going to let you know that.
Everybody
you say that don't mean you're not cutting a person because you did it politely.
Go ahead, Scream.
Go ahead.
What? Now you say what
you
started.
Go. You already started. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, like, I'm going to step out there and say that a possible another reason that a lot of niggas hate females, or I mean, not even niggas, but a lot of men hate females is because their mamas didn't love them.
That could be part of it.
It'd be mama issues. A lot of these niggas do got mama issues.
Though. That could go both ways, though, because you could have mama issues and want to love a female because you had mama issues. That could go both ways.
What's your thing,
so, Sam?
It could go both ways.
No, it could go, listen, so.
But hate. I think it's going to lean more to like, the woman that
my
brought
grandmother
me.
Raised me though. My no, grandma but you raised me. Man. I had mother issues. I love my wife more than you can love a person. So that ain't it. Go both ways.
Yeah,
but then again,
so
we're speaking on that again. We have to remember, you're in tune.
You're like you the one.
Yeah, like, we got to think like we see.
Maybe
you've ascended.
Maybe if a nigga had mommy issues and got fucked over by his first couple of women, his first woman.
The first woman is
your
mama.
So that makes it worse.
No, I'm saying, like, after you left your mama, then you tried to be in a relationship and got fucked over again.
Makes it worse.
Now I can see a nigga.
That creates, like,
going into that. Which y'all
see, I was just about to say, that creates, I'm just putting it out there. You see the documentary,
that
creates.
Don't even give bitches a chance off the muscle because his mama didn't love her. Him at all. Or whatever happened with his mama, like, it didn't work out. So now he's scarred by bitches because lack of a better way to put it, the first bitch in his life.
I can see how to make him don't trust women, but I can't see how to make you hate them. To me, hate women means I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to. Like that's saying I hate pussy.
Well,
are rapists and serial killers.
If I hate you, I don't want to
say
deal
the word
with you.
Today.
Misogynists.
Are rapists and serial killers?
Yes, very much so.
Because a lot of them have mommy issues and a lot of them do hate
and they're
women.
Raping and killing these women because they want to inflict pain upon them.
Exactly.
For whatever issues that
that's
they have
illness.
With women.
But also, they may see women as disposable. Like, hey, nobody's going to care about you because you're a woman. Some people are stuck in there.
When you see somebody as disposable and you want to fucking
harm them,
delete them off the face of the earth or fucking rape them, you don't think that that's like,
So do it make you do it make you a misogynist if you think you're superior to women?
Yes.
Yes.
Or is that sexist?
All that shit.
Sexism, misogyny, narcissism, all that shit is in the same boat.
Okay.
What about pimps? So are pimps
They are women. They are feminists. Pimps are feminists. They are a woman empowerment.
Call that. Get out.
This is why we can't fuck with you yet.
One straw, and you just burnt the fuck up.
This nigga's that feminine
right now.
Get him out of. Who man's is this?
It doesn't sound good so far.
Explain. Pimps are feminists. They empower. They put women in positions to get their own bread, get their own bag up. Some women just need.
They take 80% of
some women. The government take 80% of your shit.
What? Yeah.
I'm saying they put women in positions to get their own bag and they protect them.
This the man opinion.
And that's just top of the line bullshit.
But not to nobody else.
That's some bullshit.
Are we being
am I wrong?
Are we being pimped by the government?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
The government don't take 80% of nothing. And pimps take 100%.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Nah, how you know? They gotta get their hair done.
What? Pimps take 100% and then go get your hair. He giving you a uniform.
It's management.
That ain't your payment. Getting your hair, your nails done, and some most sexy shit is your uniform. Bitch, that's not a payment.
The government does kind of pimp us, though, because the nigga that just won the lottery only took home $344 million out of $1 billion.
But that person only used $1 for that shit. That's a big flip.
What about sheltering?
Hey, bro.
You talking about the shelter? She's the one paying for. Her pussy is paying for your house, your car, all that shit. So she's the one doing that.
I
don't agree with pimping. Even though I have a song called "Fuck My Pimpin'," I don't agree with it. But what I'm saying,
in spite of the fact,
but how y'all gonna say that she don't feel that she's too irresponsible to manage her money
or manage her own pussy?
Basically, you're saying that a pimp is a financial advisor.
I'm through.
I don't know. I'm not the
scream. I'm putting my 2 weeks in.
That's not me. Right. I'm not an expert, but I'm saying I'm just open-minded. And I'm looking at it like Kodak has...
That they're feminists.
Kodak has really just made me look at it in a different light. Like...
Exactly.
Oh, you're trying to exacerbate all avenues.
I'm really just trying to put it on Kodak, put my opinion on Kodak. What I'm saying is, what if a woman comes to you and say, I'm already selling pussy.
What?
Listen, hold on. I'm already selling pussy. This shit, boom. But I keep fucking the money up. I need some, and I choose you to manage this money.
Some manager?
What is he?
Your manager.
Is he a misogynist?
No, he a manager.
So that's
he not even your
manager. He's a feminist?
No, but that's not
his happening, right? He's absolutely a feminist.
No.
He's looking out for her best interest.
The pimp's hands No,
because what he just pointed out that she was already hoe and she was already getting her own money and she just wants somebody like an accountant.
But if she was already
hoe, that's hoe and already was hoeing before they met their pimp, right?
No. You
got to take your
hoe. You said a nigga turning them out.
Yes.
That's not the case in Austin.
But a renegade.
That exists.
Huh? You turning them out, you some bullshit.
Thank you.
But if I go somewhere and a bitch walk up on me, I've never thought about pimping.
So girl, if she chooses you, then you're not in the wrong, basically.
She just recognizes.
I'm asking.
She recognizes your business acumen.
Even if she's not selling her body. You find a corporate woman. You in Starbucks, get some coffee. And she say, you know what? You look like you can manage me.
I'm through.
How you wrong?
I'm through.
You wrong? You supposed to know, baby, that's not right. Take that money elsewhere. What do you do at this point?
I don't want your dirty money.
That's what we said in a couple episodes back. That's a
conundrum.
That's a conundrum. Like, that's a tough decision to turn that money down.
That's not what Kodak said. Don't be trying to make that shit make sense.
That is what I said.
No, you trying to make that shit make sense. No, we talking about fucking pimps
that assume managers will not find them in Starbucks. They 9 times out of 10 will find them.
Oh, that was hypothetically what. What I'm saying. I said hoe.
I'm like, damn, hoe, that was hypothetical.
I done moved away from that. I call women queens and shit. Oh. I slip up from time to time and say the other word because, like I said, that come from my past trauma. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm working on that. I don't call women out there anymore. What I'm saying is I see your point, Kodak, and you making me look at it differently. I never looked at it like that.
I appreciate
you. Kodak
so
saying
y'all
that.
Feel like somebody wrong, it's Kodak. If y'all feel, huh, I'm saying because I'm just only, you woke me up to something.
It's Big Yak.
But
be yet not nah, Louis.
They call me baloney.
I asked y'all a question about, do y'all think it's being a misogynist if you think you're superior to women, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody agree that that's that, right?
Yeah, that's part of, yeah.
Okay. So the good book, the Bible.
Uh-oh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, look, we got to break this shit down from where these morals come from.
The co-star.
The good book says the man is the head and she's the tail, right? Right?
Facts. I heard that.
Oh, no, I'm just asking.
I've heard that.
Because my wife run me. So we're going to just put that out there. I ain't no misogynist. What I'm saying is what the good book says, that the man, like I'm saying, they build a misogynist there, right? Your woman came out your rib or whatever. Whatever they said, whatever they came up with.
Right, right.
That's a conundrum because we don't know.
I thought Adam came out the apple.
What?
It was a joke.
Nobody never heard that. But,
They said they need answers. About what? Will I get big fat? Big fat, big fat.
It took 11 years to get to the sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, all right, back to what I just said. I forgot.
The good book.
Yeah, the good book said the man is the head and the woman is the tail, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So is that prepping you to feel superior to a woman?
No, because you can't walk without your ass.
But I'm saying, who's in the front? That's all I'm asking.
Shit.
I ain't trying to be fun or nothing. I'm just asking a question.
So are you saying that women that...
That's basically depending on your religion.
What
the head is on and what the tail is on. Because if it's on a donkey, okay, yeah, you're in the front. But if it's on like a human or like some stand up shit, then it's all even.
Ooh, Jake.
Yes.
Jake. Snap a fact.
How's all even?
Because
when I'm sitting on my head, that motherfucker covered up. My head's still right here.
Okay. That's if you're sitting on your ass.
I'm saying, but when I'm standing up, that motherfucker in the back.
What's the rest of the good book that says?
Am I right or wrong?
God created a man.
Okay, nah, hold up. Yes, in the good book, they saying a woman's supposed to be submissive to her husband, right?
And he's supposed to do what?
There she goes.
She's
supposed to be what, bro?
There she goes.
She's supposed to be a helper. Like, you made
it.
So,
it say help
oh,
me.
Oh, so you know the Bible.
No, help me. It say God created man. They realized that man. But God realized that man needs help, so he created a help me. That's what's in the book.
That, but what I'm saying,
which
is,
means that man could not survive on his own. So God created
a good book. I'm asking
a very important
who
supplement.
Niggas to think that they were superior to women.
Niggas.
That's
niggas
prepped
themselves to
niggas
think that. Niggas.
Too short didn't do it.
No, niggas right. did.
Who prepped niggas to feel like that they are superior to women?
Niggas.
Caucasians.
So the Bible had nothing to do with that.
No.
Haven't we always
the beginning of time had nothing to do with that.
Haven't we always had kings and queens, though?
From ding-a-ling. Day one? Ding-a-ling.
From day one.
Kings and queens.
Yeah. Okay, but how do the queen become a queen? Because she was married to a king, right?
How does a king become a queen?
How do a queen become a queen?
You go to the Dominican.
Right.
She married into being a queen.
Just keep the shit all the way real, we become queens because we are all born with crowns.
Fuck boom. All that. What I'm saying is, I'm saying, bruh, like, okay, the queen run the country after what?
The king died.
The king died, right?
That's what
it is.
Where are we going with
on the chessboard.
Huh?
You only can get one king. Yeah. When the king died, the game over. You can sacrifice your queen. So the world is set up. No, I'm just being 100.
He's just saying that the world is set up to be patriarchal. It's a patriarchal world. That's what this shit's called.
Like, y'all looking at it like I'm saying some bullshit. No, I'm just saying, like, just think about it. Even in a chess game, everything can be sacrificed besides the king. Every piece on the board can die, long as the king don't die.
But let me ask y'all a question, though.
You can get two of every piece besides a king. Everybody making all them dumbass steps. The king gonna move slow pace. One, 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 one. Queen running all the way over here. We can get her killed, and we can make this little pun, grow up and be a king.
It's cool.
I mean, queen. She can't grow up and be no king.
So let me ask y'all this then. If queen, if on a chessboard, right, queens can be sacrificed We can make the little nigga pawns be queen. Be kings, whatever, a whatever.
Queen. Not
the little nigga pawns.
You can't be no king.
Okay, nah, grow up to be whatever it's gonna be.
A queen.
Or a queen.
Anything else.
Or king, or whatever fuck it's gonna be. If we sacrificed all the queens, what would happen to the world?
What you mean?
In real life. That's in real life.
Push them pawns on up there and get, because one thing.
How we gonna
what you mean? You can't sacrifice all the queens. I'm saying one.
Who's gonna reproduce and make
I ain't saying sacrifice all the queens. I'm saying one man, one woman, right? Mm. One man, one woman. A king and a queen. Mm. How they got the world set up, it's like you can always get another queen, bro.
That's the consensus.
Even, it's a shortage on men. Why you think these women, a lot of these successful women are by themselves and fuck these niggas? It's a shortage.
Good men. Not
on
just
kings.
Right.
It's a shortage on kings. A nigga lose his queen and get another one tomorrow. It's plentiful.
Mm. Wait, queen?
So what happened to what?
And these facts are fiction.
No, you're right. So what happened to the men growing up and all of them being kings? They all just became bullshit niggas.
They became pawns.
Yeah, they still pawn. They still rooks and goddamn bishops and shit. Nice. Man, these niggas ain't nothing. I'm talking about a true king can't be replaced. But a queen
same
can.
So what do you know?
She can.
Question.
Because
on a chessboard, but in real life.
Yes, it can.
Because you could train a woman to be how you want her to be. You can replace a king.
How? Yeah,
you
really with another king, but it's a shortage.
I agree with that. A man can train a woman to be exactly what he want her to be, and she gonna do it if he
can. A bitch can train a nigga to do the same shit.
No, we can't.
Impossible.
Jade, I disagree.
Impossible.
Hell no, Jade.
That nigga's
who
he is. If that easy, there'll be more kings.
Thank you, bro.
Nah, it would be more shortage. So y'all ain't never seen none of the Tyler Perry movies.
They don't count.
Fuck that.
They don't count. That shit is fiction. That shit is hocus pocus.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying that it's right.
Yeah, I know.
What I'm saying is...
Society.
It's fucked up for women.
Society, yeah, that's how society...
Right. Like, it really is, because it's like...
Are you asleep, nigga?
Nigga, I'm right here.
Niggas can...
What?
I'm just saying we've had this problem
before.
He's just breathing hard.
I'm intentionally breathing.
You can meet a... Like, you already know a queen. The thing about it is, for every one king, it's 10 queens.
I'm gonna tap your
ass. Am I right or wrong?
That's... Yes, population-wise, yes.
One king is 10 queens.
It's 10.
The population supports
more.
That.
In Atlanta, it's 100.
Because it's definitely way more good women than there is good men.
Thank you.
I agree.
So you got these queens out here dealing with these pawns.
Oh, God.
That's real.
Heavy they can never be a king.
Oh, God.
So that's what fucking everything up, making these women turn into kings, basically. So I can see why a woman is a Miss... What is it?
Miss Andrews.
I can see that. But I can't see why a nigga would turn to a misogynist.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I can see why a woman can hate men.
You brought that down.
You can always... Like, a woman that get a divorce, it's going to be hard for her to find another husband. Unless she sell. A nigga find... Shit, next week, well, I found a new wife. She is on point. She ain't been out the house. This is a wife. Because most of these women missing is the right nigga. They already got their shit together. They already there. It's already there. So the world is designed for niggas to be, if y'all say men, if a nigga feels superior to women, that makes him a misogynist. The world designed that way. From the Bible, from goddamn church, the pastor. Oh, you got to be the first lady. Can't be no pastor. You're going to be frowned upon. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, who finna follow a woman pastor? Unless you just fi.
But if some people still feel like that.
That's what I'm saying. So, that means every nigga a misogynist then. If you feel superior to women, makes you one. Am I tripping?
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, you're not tripping. You actually right. You're actually right. Like, you big right.
Whatever.
You don't smell like that.
Oh, and it's just like this. Why do men have to protect women?
Because that's what y'all here to do. What
okay, so how am I superior over you then? If I'm your protector?
You said how are you not superior?
I'm asking a question.
I mean, from a historical context, we've been raised like
men
that.
Men are technically the warriors.
Yeah.
So if I'm a warrior, if you ain't gonna go do but, the thing, what?
There's a movie that's getting ready to come out. There were women warriors too.
I get that, but you know,
it wasn't the
I'm talking about the idea of how it looked, bro, or society. I ain't saying like it's right or wrong. Trust me, I ain't a nigga that hate women. To me, you're despicable. Cause that's the best thing God ever created to me, especially a black woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just being 100. Like, we're supposed to put these people here. You know what I'm saying? So if you hate women, you just, that's a mental illness.
Right.
Or you probably got a little peewee in your pocket, like she said.
Itty bitty.
But you say it like, because.
It's set up. What she said, goddamn, if you think you're superior of a woman, that makes you a misogynist. To me, it's set up for a nigga to automatically feel that way.
I mean, when you just did that whole breakdown, I guess you make sense.
Some women want that, too.
I think all women want a man to lead them in some sense.
Oh, yeah,
like,
for sure.
I swear to God.
For sure.
Because I know for me, prior in a relationship, at first I had this whole mindset of like, nope, I can do this shit by myself. I don't need no nigga for nothing, blah, blah, blah. But then as years go by.
But when you get a nigga to come in and do a man's job, exactly. It changes your
he's
whole perspective and
exactly.
your whole outlook on everything.
Exactly.
I don't expect for a woman to be submissive to a puss-ass nigga.
On God.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I understand that, queen. Never do that. Treat this nigga however you want to treat this nigga. He a pussy. He a pawn, whatever it is. But you can't leave a pawn and fuck around and look up on a king and think you finna put a king in a pawn position. That never happened.
Or because treat the king like you were treating that pawn.
That never happened. Because you know you're going to make this nigga be a misogynist.
Nah, a real king gonna check you once you even try to even attempt to even play with him.
But
like
when
you
your
play
mindset
with somebody else.
Is set like that, you can't see the difference.
Mm.
That's what I was saying Damn. About trying to love somebody that's been traumatized. They're not even thinking far enough to see that it's real love. They're thinking past shit. So they're gonna fuck around and lose the real love because they're approaching it the same way that they approached the abuse.
Mm.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I just feel like they gotta unlearn everything we ever learned, bro. All this shit backwards. Cause if we equal, if it's 50-50, we equal. Everything need to be equal, right?
Except for the bills.
Okay, 3 a.m.
Hey, I got us, ladies.
Okay, 3 a.m.
I got us.
Oh no, cause before. Cause you could, so let me ask you this then, since we're going back to the 3 a.m. So you'll pay half the bills, but you won't make the nigga a sandwich?
No, she's saying she won't pay half the bills ever.
Well, I ain't necessarily saying that.
You're saying that shouldn't be like that.
But a true king ain't finna allow his woman to really do shit.
Yeah.
I see reason why if Shantae go get a job or whatever she wanna do, fuck around and be a goddamn a nurse, but she that's just to be out the house and not be calling me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you get paid, when you get paid, how you get paid, whatever. Buy bubblegum with that shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that don't even matter. That's just a hobby. That's what a true king gonna do to me. So here I'ma feel like, this mine's, I supposed to protect this. I supposed to everything. But I feel the same way about my sisters. You know what I'm saying? My aunties, my mamas, my grandmamas. That's just how I feel about women.
Yeah.
In general, no matter what I've been through, what a woman took me through, that's just how I feel. That's how any man should feel. But when you meet a nigga, when you meet a boy, but you know what I'm saying, some of these women got to settle at this point. There's a shortage for real.
Shortage.
I think that a lot of women, they don't understand that they're settling. A lot of women judge men off the potential of who they see that they could be versus who they are right there, too.
Ain't no such thing.
I'm just telling you, with a lot of women, they can really look at a man like, look, you just need to be in the right position.
I feel like, for real.
Yeah, a lot of women judge men off
potential.
They feel like
the man might not know that's what she's seeing. They just going off the list right now.
Yeah,
and a lot of like
women might go off what they see in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you all, like you said a couple of episodes ago, like. Women try to love a nigga into who they want them to be.
But when do you be honest with yourself that this is a bomb?
Of course you're going to be honest
with
yourself.
When do you honest with yourself that this is a bomb?
after you keep hitting your damn head a few times and you realize, like, damn, I didn't give him everything he needed to succeed, and the nigga still ain't getting it right. Because a lot, sometimes men really have mama issues, they really have trauma, all that stuff.
What are mama issues?
Okay, yeah, we making excuses for him, but as a woman, let's say, like you said, it's a shortage of kings out there. So if a woman got all her shit together and she just need like an itty bitty ounce that you got a little king in you and I just help you get there, you could become a king.
That's what I was going to say.
A lot of women feel that way. It's not how y'all feel about women making them queens. All I need to do is put a bag in her hand. Yeah, exactly. I put a bag in her hand, invest in your business, and watch you flourish. Some women really feel the same way about men.
But the thing about a nigga that with potential, that potential going to seek through everything. You ain't got to pull potential out of nigga.
You said it's going to be on the surface.
Yeah, it's going to be on the surface. You ain't got to pull potential out of no nigga. Because he ain't allowing nothing to get in the way of that. He got tunnel vision. Now, if you see, how you going to take a nigga from zero? He didn't have no potential. A nigga's potential going to be at 25%, yeah. 50, 75. He's not going to be at zero if he got potential. Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
A nigga at zero is a zero.
Oh,
Damn.
For these zeros.
Yeah. But you can get a woman that's at zero and make her a queen.
Why is that, you think?
Why do you think you can?
So why do you think?
What's the difference?
Men are supposed to set the standards.
That's part of being a provider. Yeah.
That's part about being a provider. Like, you can't, it's like certain shit you can't change in a nigga, man. But you can't change a woman either.
Yeah.
Don't let me, like I'm finna say that. She is what she was when she got here. But you can, as being a king.
As a provider.
You and your hustle potential can show her, like, this shit possible, shawty, because I believe in you.
But that's
if you love me the way you say you love me, you ain't going to do it for you. You're going to do it for me. That's what women would do. Niggas don't do that.
You can't put that battery in a nigga back if he ain't got it.
Thank you. But you can put it in a woman back if she ain't got it.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
Because sometimes all it takes is somebody to believe in them.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? You can believe in a nigga. He making excuses.
You can't save a nigga that don't want to be saved.
Exactly.
Yep. That is true. I give you that. Because women, you can really teach a woman. Like,
and she's
really
going to be open to learn.
Especially if you guide her. If you guide her and she feel like you got her back, if she failed or she fuck up, she gonna trust you all the way through.
A lot of women are more open-minded, more so than men are.
Big fact.
Hey, you can get a woman and build her. You can get a woman to do it however you want to do. I'm going to get your body like this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it.
Build a bitch.
So can a king...
You can't build no nigga.
You sure can't, because if y'all little, y'all little.
Because his ego going to get in the way and fuck it up.
Can a king and or a queen?
You call nigga the whole show, man. Little ass nigga.
Y'all can't get BBLs on y'all's penis now.
Can a king and or queen be torn down from their throne with who they affiliate or who they're with?
For sure.
Yeah, big definitely. Facts.
For sure.
Definitely.
I agree.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never seen Soul Food.
Explain it.
What part?
I don't remember. There's some cheating and shit.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this, because this was a discussion on Instagram a few weeks ago, and I just want to see like how y'all feel about it. Everybody's seen Soul Food, the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so y'all remember when everybody, like, throughout the whole movie, everybody was on what was Vanessa Williams' character's name? I can't remember.
I don't remember, Vanessa Williams.
Uh-huh. Everybody was on Vanessa Williams saying she ain't give a fuck about the family, this mm-hmm. and that, blah, blah, blah. She was selfish.
You know what? Fuck the family.
Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, once you break it down and look at it, you got to look at it like, okay, anytime, and I'm not taking either side, but I'm just saying, like, anytime somebody in a family needed to borrow money, they called her. They never paid her back because they felt like she had it and she didn't mm-hmm. need it. Mm. Fucking Big Mama was, you know, she was paying all of Big Mama's bills. She was doing all this stuff, whatever, whatever. But Big Mama had all that money up in the attic with Uncle Pete or Cousin Pete or whatever the fuck his name was.
Mm.
Fucking Lucky or whatever the cousin fucked her. In the husband's bed, in the house, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. And then whatever happened with her and Bird and Mekhi Phifer and all that shit, it was just a whole bunch of shit. So do y'all feel like that Vanessa Williams was warranted to be the way that she was because of the way that the family treated her? Or do y'all think that
she was wrong for not loving her family more.
No, she was warranted
in that situation. She was warranted. Because she did almost everything she could. She
was that's what I was saying. Like, I can understand why women would turn to
a misandrist.
Yeah, I can understand that. Like, because it's like, they just in a fucked up situation when you look at it. For real, like, a good woman gonna run into way more bad niggas than good niggas.
Oh, God. For sure.
But a fuck nigga run into way more good women than bad women.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's off balance. The whole shit is just off balance.
I agree.
It's like, you can keep playing until you want to get it right. Women can't do that.
But why is that?
Because it's enough.
It's enough for y'all, but it's not enough for us.
It's not enough. We can keep being bullshit. I can bullshit this woman from goddamn 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. I done bullshit all the way to I'm 40. Now I'm serious. Next woman I meet, I'm for real. And there's always going to be a woman there ready for you to be for real.
But you don't think it's the other way around for women? Like, women can be bullshit. All right, I want to be taken serious.
It's ready for my husband. Who taking you serious? But I don't know such thing in that.
See, that shit ain't fair. I be telling y'all, that shit ain't fair.
My life ain't fair.
That shit ain't fair.
You can't disagree with the double standards that don't benefit you. It's a whole bunch of double standards in relationships. That's just one that don't benefit y'all. You don't benefit from that shit.
Think about how some women treat a man.
I just said it was bullshit before I said it.
I know. I'm agreeing with you. It's some bullshit.
We all know it's bullshit. It's just not equal. We not equal.
I don't know yet.
That's the truth, though. It ain't, bro.
I don't be lying.
It's fucked up. I know a bunch of good women, like, she deserve a husband.
Right.
She want one. But it's like, they put their standards up here, which is rightfully so. They supposed to be up here. But it's like, who gonna meet that? That ain't already got a bitch.
The unicorn nigga?
That's what it is. Like, who gonna be that that ain't already?
That's why women be saying all the good men don't
want to
shit. Age
ain't married, it's either because he don't want to be or he just some bullshit.
That's some big facts.
Because these bitches ain't letting these niggas go.
So what's the cutoff age for that, though? Because some people say, like, if you're 30 plus with no kids and not married, they say you some bullshit. So what's the cutoff?
I don't think that.
Some niggas don't want to be married, though.
Yeah,
No, I'm talking about, like, the actual niggas that want to be married. Like, if you 35, you ain't got no kids, you ain't married, you on some bullshit.
Them the niggas with the peewee that they don't want.
Exactly.
See, you got to think, we got to weed out everything, bro. It could be a good working-ass nigga. He just... Bro, you don't do it. You're a fucking duck.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You just ain't that. Like, women still have a... Like, they gonna get the nigga a queen. Now
women
I gotta
have
cheat.
A scale.
Now I gotta cheat with a nigga that I like.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I'd rather just date. I'm just being real. So, bro. I mean, like, so, it's fucked up.
So, I mean, for y'all women, like, if y'all meet a nigga, he 35 with no kids, is that a red flag for y'all?
No.
Nah.
What about 40 with no kids? Unmarried?
No, it's not a red flag. Okay. To me, it's not a red flag. All I need to know is that you ain't in the itty bitty department.
Maybe the nigga was locked up.
No, yeah, he's not locked up. He been out.
He was locked up.
Man, I done heard women say, man, if it ain't a bitch out there crazy about you, boy, there's something wrong with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If it ain't a bitch somewhere crazy
about you, there's something wrong with you, bro.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah. I kind of feel that way.
Mm. I agree.
I kind of feel that way. Every woman...
Why you ain't got no crazy-ass baby mama or crazy-ass ex-wife?
That's the question.
Ain't nobody checking for you.
There's something wrong with you, buddy.
Mm. It's crazy, but it's true.
Leak me your nudes. I see why ain't nobody.
She keep coming back to that.
Shit! I'm just telling you. A lot of these men issues because they be small down there.
Okay, removing the meat from the equation.
Take the meat out.
We're taking the meat out.
Going vegan.
Yeah, we're going vegan. For the remainder of this discussion.
I ain't gonna talk about nobody itty-bitty no more.
You're the one traumatized.
But at the end of the day, you got women that'll just have that itty bitty land there just for the look.
Just to say she got a nigga, and the money.
And the money. You know what I'm saying? That just come with it.
See, that ain't queen activity, though.
Why it ain't?
That ain't queen activity.
Why? Because the kings be having their little extra little hoes on the side. The queen can have her little hoes.
I get what you're saying, Scream. That ain't queen activity. But what do, like the episode we did, damn near Big Fat, the first couple, what do you do?
That is definitely queen activity.
Oh my God.
OG man. Big facts.
Kodak is
so let me,
shy.
Okay, so let me ask
it
you
is queen activity.
Let's return to the conversation.
Oh Lord.
How big
No,
I'm not talking about dick. You
how
let
big
me
what?
Get it out.
You said return to meat, then you say how big, Jay?
I said how big of a role does good sex play in the equation of a relationship?
But how that, listen how that sounds.
Yeah, sounds. She was about to say the same shit.
Wrong everything.
Oh, I didn't run off on Jay.
You guys think that
oh, no, sex is 75%.
And 85.
99. And we can't pretend it's less than 90, that. Because motherfuckers be acting like sex don't matter.
Somebody got some great sex, but they a mental dodo.
You are still sliding that shit.
I'd rather have a dumb ass hoe with some good pussy than a goddamn.
Oh,
that shit.
You are still sliding that?
Like, we can fix that, but I can't fix that shit now. Get that shit on.
Oh, goodness.
Like, for real.
Dumb ass hoe with...
Say girl, Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jane. Nah, baby, I don't know with that. But guess what? If you got a woman that you know you're not pleasing, you ain't going to be able to be no king to her.
Because your internal, you going to know, like...
No, she's going to really... You know she really want to be... Bro, shut the fuck up, bro.
Yeah.
Shut up. How can she respect you and you don't please her?
Yeah.
She don't respect you.
How?
But she don't. I'm telling you, she won't.
Are you gonna give this nigga a chance to learn how to please you?
That's impossible, man. You better go.
Here
to
we
the
go.
Sex
that post traumatic stress, y'all.
What the fuck are we talking about? Niggas be having bad sex. You got to learn a woman body. You fuck
you
everybody
gotta,
different.
You gotta fuck, but
everybody different.
You just said so we can fix a woman's sex, but a man can't fix. I mean,
you can't fix no a woman's sex either, though.
You just said I can fix. Oh, you said you can fix a brain.
Yeah, you can make it.
No, you can't fix
pussy
no
good.
Man.
We can fix everything.
Yeah, you can't fix no man's sex. That shit trash is trash.
If a nigga don't know how to fuck, like it's. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen it get fixed.
It don't get fixed. You may even run it back again just to be like,
some women
let me
that
try
you
it.
Got, because it's so fucked up.
You
got some women that'll settle for that.
Say.
You got some women that'll settle for that, for the look of it. And everybody would know but him.
Damn.
And nigga, she fucking
damn,
all friends
that,
of family, the kids, everybody would know.
That
oh
ain't,
God.
That ain't queen activity.
Oh God.
That is not queen activity.
Yes, you are telling your friends this shit ain't hitting on
queen activity. But the thing about it though,
yikes.
But see, them are niggas that flip out and kill people.
Why? Because it's sex trash?
They turn to what?
No, they turn into misogyny.
They turn into this and fuck
people. Because they sex trash?
And kill them.
No, see, no, you're going the wrong way.
It's the embarrassment of everybody in the world knowing
right.
that your sex trash?
But no, you tell them that their sex is trash and don't be with them.
But
you don't string them on.
Whatever, and they find out. And then they know that everybody has been laughing at them for all these years and they flip out and kill
exactly.
everybody.
Exactly, because you ain't the first person he done
but
gave
you,
bad
but,
sex
but
to.
About
it's just
bro,
you the
gotta know how
list
to get the right
niggas.
Woman, too, though.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. It might be.
Pee-wee, go get your Asian.
Oh,
what? Hey, what? Hey,
Talk to Cass. Talk to Cass.
Bro, I don't know what that is. Some bullshit like that.
Trying to keep our
yeah, how you just go call these?
You do, bro. You got to get a different race. Like you got to
oh,
think.
No.
White man dick ain't black niggas. I'm just being real. So you might need you a white woman that you can please, bro. Be black girl be having rods in
there. There are some white men that have large cocks.
Man, black girl be having rods in there, bro. You gotta see these black.
Well, come on, like, what are we doing?
I'm just being real, bro. Y'all think I'm trying to be prejudiced or say some bullshit? You may need to date outside your race, Pee Wee, because
Pee-wee.
Hey, yo, I'm just saying because these black women used to got them.
Pee Wee.
Oh gosh.
Stay in school, kids. God,
stay in school.
You got to take that little 22 to that damn China, bro. Get right, bro.
Oh!
Bro, it may be some bullshit. It may get counseled, whatever. But that's my advice.
We back bank.
Huh?
We back bank.
Am I tripping?
Hell
no.
Nah.
No, you ain't tripping.
Oh,
no.
You got to find somebody that's, you know what I'm saying?
You got to find somebody you can get the right mojo
since
with.
Since the beginning of time, it's been historically proven that black men, that a majority of black men are well endowed.
Well endowed over different races of men. Like, I'm just saying, like, you like, because you got some, you know.
Yeah. I feel you, big homie.
Am I tripping?
Nope. You speaking big facts.
You gotta have some different shit dealing with these black girls, bro. Like, that ain't... them folk don't want that.
It'd be too much meat back there, man. Yeah.
But I'm not saying that an Asian... Was that racist?
No.
A little bit. No.
How?
Is that you just gonna sit here and just say, I mean, Asian it was an opinion. Got itty-bitties?
They do!
Oh, I ain't never seen no Asian peen, so I wouldn't know.
You never will, because that ain't what you're looking for.
Dash.
Why you think blacks...
I'm looking for high rod.
Why y'all think blacks are taking over everything? Everything we got down to...
Oh, my.
Why you think it's so many interracial kids now?
Mandingo.
Because they done got hip...
That Snapple
fact. That shit over there.
That's a Snapple fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit over there with them boys.
Yeah.
That's a Snapple fact. You preach it, Pastor.
That's why it's a shortage on, like, it's kind of like a shortage on, like, we taking over the world, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
One drop of black blood and you a nigga. Period.
Y'all got screen drinking. Y'all got screen drinking.
We taking over, bro.
Not on the track.
Damn, nigga.
Tell me when to stop.
Oh, appreciate you, big homie.
So look.
Pass it back.
So let me ask y'all this then.
But you got some women that don't like them big old ass dicks, though.
It don't.
Me personally, speaking from a woman's perspective,
I think they lying.
Nah.
What you think they lying about?
It doesn't.
I think they lying. It doesn't. Like them rough.
Some people, some niggas that have big dicks don't know what to do with them.
She's speaking a big fact.
Real nigga shit.
She's speaking a big fact.
Damn, you don't know what to do with it, bitch. Get up there and you do it. Do it. You do it. That's the same
thing. No.
Do what she want to do with that motherfucker.
Now, I really believe that sex is more connection, right? Because you can have sex with one girl and be like, man, that shit trash. But then Buddy could go have sex with that girl and be like, man, that shit was it.
And fuck her for hours.
And exactly. So I think it's all a connection and it's a vibe thing. Because some women literally will have sex with a guy and not give her best all because she ain't really feeling the situation right there.
For sure, for sure.
And then she go have sex with somebody else and now she going crazy with him, so he think her pussy hit.
But a nigga might know how to work it better than versus somebody else.
Yeah, eat that and energy. I think energy play a factor.
So sex is all about effort.
And energy. Yeah, if your energy ain't meshing, the sex ain't gonna hit.
And if you're not trying some different shit and doing some different, a whole bunch of shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
She wanna be karate chop.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, that shit is gonna be boring. And boring sex is worse than little dick sex.
I think, since we just gonna talk about sex, I think with your partner, like, you gotta be some bullshit with them sometimes.
What you mean?
Like, with your mate. Like, you can't bring your best every time.
No, it's like basketball.
You can't.
Yeah, it's like basketball. Not every night.
What? You can't.
Not every night.
Why not?
Because you're gonna set going off every night. Because
you're
gonna set
the
unrealistic standard.
You're
gonna set the unrealistic standard.
It's kind of like if LeBron went out and scored 50 every night.
You can't do that.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like how niggas that smoke good weed all the time
get burnt out.
You can burn the bitch out. Crack.
You can burn out. Like, because you're starting to do it the same
that
way.
That ain't saying deliver no bullshit. I'm just saying that.
No, you gotta deliver bullshit sometimes.
No, you don't.
I'm telling you, bro.
Why would you deliver bullshit?
So when she get it, she can appreciate it. Yeah. I know you bullshit because I know what you can do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know that you, boy, you doing, you just, damn, you just look, tried me. Look, I need to get you in your feelings. Bang, so when I do get it to you, you appreciate it.
You don't get in the gym and max out every time. You're not hitting your max
that's
in the gym
like,
every time.
So basically, you saying that's how, like, some people have arguments and some people fight the fuck.
Yeah, you toxic.
Different shit.
Yeah.
Toxic. That's toxic shit right there.
Okay, cool. All right. If I get in the bed, if all we do is I get in the bed, get on top of you, fuck.
That's boring.
Nut. Okay, cool. But it was at first, that was the best shit we could have did. But now, I'm goddamn, we might go on a goddamn camping trip and I fuck you outside. That blow your mind. All right, then I got to come back to the bed just to show you. I can't keep going on a camping trip and doing that shit.
Exactly.
I got to put the bullshit in her hand now. So when I bring that motherfucker, you like, oh, yeah, I knew you had it.
Yeah.
I knew you still had it.
Put you down.
I'm telling you.
But see,
you
another key, like, and I hated that.
Because women can't give y'all dry cat and you run that shit back.
But I ain't saying it ain't going to be the same thing. We don't feel each other, but you going to know, I ain't wait on you this time to come. I went on and nutted. Give a damn. Bitch, be mad. Use your rose.
Because that's exactly what she's going to do.
I'm just saying, but that's cool. I'm cool with that.
But I think another thing, too, since we're on the topic of sex, another key important factor to maintaining the longevity of your sex life with your partner is spontaneity.
Facts. Yeah. But I ain't finna goddamn keep doing that and burn you out on that. You used to it. Mm-hmm. They going to always want something else. You ain't going to never be able to 100% satisfied person, bro.
It kind of
sound
like
the same shit.
It kind of sound like drugs,
huh?
Kind of sound like drugs.
What you mean?
Like if a nigga keep doing the shit that get him to the highest, he gonna keep pushing the limit.
Exactly. Sometimes I smoke runts. Sometimes I smoke large char. Sometimes I drink blanco. Sometimes I drink Nejo. Sometimes I drink reposado.
But that's what I'm saying. Sometimes
I want a different feeling.
Sometimes
you think your woman don't
you
want
can
a different
fucking
feeling?
Jump in the car and get out on the expressway. And
sometimes
fuck on the
she
expressway.
Wanna make love. Sometimes she wanna be slutted out.
Sometimes you can fuck in a grocery cart. Some niggas in a parking lot.
I got
like,
some niggas that feel like, bro, I don't even let my girl suck my dick. Boy, she sucking somebody else's.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you a fool.
Hell yeah.
Why they say that?
Nastiest shit I can do to mine. Before I got them have a quarrel, cause she gonna go talk to a friend. They gonna be like, girl, y'all don't do that. Boy, you stupid. Right. I'm finna, bitch. I'm finna make you be like, hold up. What you doing?
Nah, yeah, it is some girls. I mean, some guys.
Why
that don't
is this
give,
dick coming
head.
Out of my ears?
Yeah, you got to.
Not out your ear, Jay. What the fuck?
You got to.
Why I'm telling you, some other shit.
I'm telling you, you got sobriety, bro.
I'm a
you got sobriety, bro.
Right, I got a question.
What?
Being that, all right, both of y'all married. What is the average amount of sex a person should have to keep the relationship in a marriage going?
Like a week?
A week?
Like you mean like a week? How a many week. Times?
Like how many times a week?
A week?
Shit. Like I said, but see, the thing about it is we still young. So we still rabbits. So the thing about it, I can't do the same shit every time.
Right. And it's going to fluctuate too.
You know what I'm saying?
Some weeks going to be a little more active than others depending on what's going on.
And then you want a whole lot. Because when you burn out, bro, you don't want to burn out. You don't want to burn yourself out. And you don't want to burn out.
Don't want to burn out.
You burn out, it's burnt.
It's burnt.
Now you gotta. Now we gotta fix that. What's missing? Now I'm looking at other shit.
Yeah, that's,
but in the beginning,
when
what
the
like,
comes
I'm
in.
Telling you.
That's when the
so
cheating
in the beginning,
comes in.
Like
yeah.
In the beginning of relationships, right? So in the beginning of y'all together, y'all was fucking like rabbits.
Set the trust down.
Yes, and then so then y'all go through like. This a question. So do y'all go through like a moment where it's like, all right.
And then you might goddamn get on top of me and do what you do. And I might just be sleeping still. It don't matter. It's just what it is. Y'all get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You ain't going to bathe it. You keep doing the same shit. Become routine. Routine burnout, bro.
Yeah.
I know what he finna do. Have y'all seen that movie? Okay. With the movie, she's like, okay, now turn over. Okay, yeah, I knew that. Now lay on my back. Okay, I knew that.
So can having bad sex make a person like, what's the word?
Misogynistic.
Yeah,
for sure.
Are they a recipient or are they giving the bad sex?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you should hate the whole sex.
I would think so. Because it's like, if we're saying that sex, that good sex is a 90% or 85% or whatever makeup of the relationship, mm-hmm. If you're stuck in a situation where you're locked in, but you're getting bad sex every night, that could fuck with your mental.
I think you have to strategize to maintain a long relationship. You have to strategize.
On every level.
On every level. Sex, yep. Emotions, mm-hmm. Goddamn arguments, whatever. You got to strategize that shit. Mm-hmm.
Full-time job.
You got to put some thought into
full-time
it. Right?
Full-time
job. Right?
That's
how you got people going from nigga to nigga or woman to woman. Because it's like, all right, what's next? Mm.
You're right. Nah. It's a full-time job.
You doing the same old shit and that she really like. She ain't gonna tell you because she love you, but bro, I'm tired of that.
So should they say it? Should they say it? Should
yeah,
they say
should
it? Going
say
back
it?
To...
How she gonna say it? That's a
conundrum.
Yeah, how can I say that to you? I might take some from your man, but then when I do say it,
would you say it to her?
Where you learn this from?
Would you say it to her? Would you say it to her?
Say what?
Like I'm tired of the same old shit.
It ain't gonna be the same old shit because I'm leading.
You lead back to the
so men lead
society
sex?
And men.
Kings do.
You, okay.
Yeah. Anything, girl, on your nose up. Drown your ass, anything. Get it, whatever, bro. Anything what you think of. Do that shit. You think a nigga get your bitch by himself, what he gonna do to it?
Shit. Everything.
You gon' everybody knows your name.
Cheers. Get your mans. Get your
mans. I'm just being real.
I can't get him no more.
No, you gotta do shit that you can't even think of, bro. Like, you got to, dog. Cause they thinking of it. No matter how conservative your woman is, no matter how whatever, bro, she wanna be slutted out.
Yeah, you'd be surprised with a bitch into it.
I wouldn't give a damn what you say. She could be the prettiest bitch ever. She want that.
You'd be surprised with some women into.
So you got some nigga that'd be like, just different shit, like, scared to say shit. I try to, you be like, you got to make me actually feel like, hell nah. And you be like, shit, I'll just plan, even if I want. Jump in and say it and try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a woman will try you like, such and her husband had a threesome. I just think that's so nasty. I'm talking to be like, I don't. Shit. Instead of, but a nigga, a passive nigga would be like,
yeah, girl, that's disgusting.
She do. No, I don't. Then your woman be like, well, you know, I never really thought about it because she never did think it was disgusting. She just don't know what kind of lame ass nigga you was. How you gonna take it that she feel like that's not nasty? Mm-hmm. You gotta stand in your truth. Hell no, that ain't nasty. Shit. You can try that.
Yeah. Facts.
Call one of your homegirls.
Yeah, see if she wanna do us.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit your head on the day about that. You thought more about that?
You show tonight, ain't tonight?
Shit, y'all need crazy here.
I got some bags.
As soon as you reject that and turn it down, now she gonna be the fun girl in somebody else's relationship. Right. Yeah. That's something that she wanna do.
Yeah.
Right.
She
so
gay?
Do you believe?
We don't change that whole. We always change the words to some whole emotion. But go ahead.
That's the best part about it.
What's the word?
Misogynist.
Right. Misogyny and misandry.
But this shit turned into motherfucking sex education.
Right. But that's what y'all believe.
This one had to.
That's what our people want to hear.
This one had to.
Nasty ass fans.
All right, so do y'all believe that when you get married or when you decide to be with somebody, that now whatever your sexual desires and needs are, it's up to your significant other to help get those out? Or if they don't, then the relationship is dead? Because at this point, y'all like...
I can't say it dead, because you can love a person and just be like, shit, we just got a miscommunication.
We got to meet in the middle.
We got a miscommunication right there. You know what I'm saying? He don't get it, I don't get you, she don't get it, whatever. It just may be a miscommunication.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like initially, though, you should try to meet each other in the middle to make it work.
For sure. What I'm saying is, you gotta try shit, even if you feel like it may hurt her feelings. And this is what I want to try that with you. Mm-hmm. You gotta really convince me of why not. Then I may see it, and I may not. I may. But if a woman, to me, to me, like, I ain't saying if a woman, she's gonna be, if she already submissive to you or already respects you, she know you're not trying her.
Yeah.
She know you're not being a misogynist. She know you're not, like, it's just something you want to do. If I'm here to please you, this is what we're going to do.
Because she knows what type of nigga you are from the beginning.
But women also know he want to do that, but he ain't even got a nuts to try me like that.
Mm. We do know that.
They know that. Like, he want to do that. He want to say that. He want to spit on me while we haven't said whatever it is that she want me to do.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do it because he's looking at me for somebody that I ain't.
But do you think...
Nigga, I'm your slut. Slut me out. That's how the old feel.
Yeah, but right. Do you think, like, if a woman... I know for most women feel like if they have to tell a man, like, look, I'm into this.
Tell him.
But like, if I'm into this,
but if she got,
but if she got to lead it,
yeah.
But hear me out, because most women, like most men, think that y'all, the nastiest motherfuckers on the planet, and y'all the only people thinking that shit.
Women,
a lot of times, women be off that same shit, if worse. Not worse.
Worse.
You feel what I'm saying?
If not every time, worse. Max.
100%.
Worse. And the older they get, the worse they get.
Exactly. But a lot of women have this thing to where, if a man don't say it to them, they don't want to say it because then they don't want you to think, I'm out here doing this with other niggas, or I'm out here
that,
doing
bro.
It. You get what I'm saying? So should there be,
because I tasted in my mouth.
Should there be a thing to where, like, women should feel more comfortable by being out in the open about, like, her sexual experience and, like, what she
desires?
It depends
on what type of nigga you dealing with.
Hey, Shaq, come sit over here real quick, man.
Mm-mm. It depends on type of, what type of nigga you deal with, because you could be dealing with a nigga that you'll lose your whole relationship because of you want to be, what you call it?
Approved.
Open. Because you want to be open with your man. You can lose a nigga. You can lose him mentally. You know what I'm saying? That's because you ain't got a nigga that respects you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because he may think that by you coming to him with all these sexual things, that's you a hoe or some other shit. So now he don't even deal with it? Is
that
what you're saying?
A nigga don't want his girl to be that, though.
I mean, because if you think about it...
It just depends on where it came from.
Just think about it as if, like, y'all been having regular sex this whole time for, like, a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh,
and then
no,
she all of a sudden
wants
to try.
Yeah, she needs to try some
then
shit.
Then the nigga
gonna
think, like, where you get that from?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't give a damn where you got it from. Let's do it.
That's true, though.
Shit, because you bring it to me, that means shit. You probably ain't did it with nobody else yet.
Or you done practiced and got good at it, so let's...
Either
way.
I am fucking screaming,
Jay. Make it happen.
No, I'm just saying, but shit, you could have saw it. Like, you could have saw this shit on jacking off, watching porn. I don't know where you saw this shit at. But let's do it. Before I turn it down and be mad at you, you still go do it.
Yeah. Mm.
Huh?
I agree.
So, any man that hates women...
Some bullshit.
Is a bitch.
It's a lot of things.
He want to be one.
I'm going to give you that.
Dun, 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 dun.
There's
no reason to hate women. Like, this is the most beautiful thing that God created.
But we understand.
Besides the ocean, the sun, and the rest of the shit. But woman is next to that, man.
But we understand why women can hate a man.
I totally can understand. I do.
I do, too.
I can understand
niggas be bullshit.
Because it ain't enough.
It makes sense.
It ain't enough kings.
And they go through a lot of shit.
It ain't enough. It really ain't enough.
We should have a king camp. Y'all teach men how to be kings.
It's impossible. You gotta be born with that shit.
You think so?
No rehabilitation, no refinement?
I don't know.
Like you said, some people go off on their vacations, you know, incarceration and come out. Because a lot of that king shit is mindset, right?
Yeah, I agree.
A lot of it is mindset. Because I wasn't born a king. I was born a pawn.
So you were rehabilitated.
No,
Whether you did it yourself, or you grew.
I just met someone to allow me to grow and love me through the shit, I guess.
That's what I was saying earlier. You have a woman, a queen,
but,
that sees
but
your
she
potential.
Wasn't a queen yet either. We was kids, 16 and 17 years old. We 44 years now, 44 and 45. So it's different. You get what I'm saying? Like, the things that I went through let me know that I don't want to be no pawn. You get what I'm saying? The responsibility that I took on let me know that, boy, you gotta be that. Cause now you done took responsibility over other lives, kids, and another woman. So you have to be that. Some niggas still won't step into that role. So I can understand why a motherfucker would hate them kind of niggas.
So you feel like when a man decides, like, you know, I want to be with you. At that point, for him to become a king, he has to take on full responsibility of that whole situation?
You got to be a protector. And protection comes with providing, love, everything up under the...
umbrella.
Everything up under the umbrella. Everything comes with that. And shit, that's just what it is.
All right, I got a follow-up question. So let's say you as men, and both of y'all married, so y'all doing all that for your wife, you doing everything that, you know, normally what she would desire, right? And then she comes to you and she has this one flaw that's bugging you, that's bugging her. Should she be able to come to y'all with the flaw and y'all fix it, or do it be like a thing like, damn, I'm paying these bills, I'm doing all this shit, so you just got to deal with
what
it?
What flaw?
What the flaw, yeah. But
what flaw?
What flaw?
The flaw could be, it could be, let's say, we was already talking about sex, so let's say it's something sexual. Like, she rather get head before you pound her.
You got to respect that. All
right.
But if it come down to a...
a superficial flaw.
Yeah, like a flaw that, you know what I'm saying, it's just me. How can I fix that?
Yeah, like if she's talking about like the tone of your voice or something like that, then it's like, what the fuck? Yeah,
not even the tone of your voice, just because that's disrespect. If she's saying you disrespect, then you have to kind of try to work on that. But I'm saying, like, just say, for instance, she don't want you going to the club, but you've been going to the club all your life.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like, nah, you trying to change me now.
Right.
Yeah.
This ain't no flaw. You trying to change me.
Right.
But you been going to your club the whole life in your 20s and then we're in our 40s.
I don't give a fuck. Wait a minute. I'm finna goddamn go to 79.
I'm crying.
If that's what I want to do. It's my business. I can't tell you. Well, you know, I think you should go natural. Don't comb your hair no more. Don't do that.
I'm crying. Yeah, you're right. All right.
I can't pick who you is.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can only choose to love you for that or leave you otherwise.
But if my flaw affects you, I understand that.
I agree.
But if my flaw only affects me, but it don't affect me, but you thinking it should.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a difference between a flaw and a personality trait. Mm, like a flaw is something that could be hurting me or hurting her, but if it's a personality trait, like, you work too hard or you do this.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what that's why I'm like, trying to say
this,
shit
this
like
is
that.
Is me. Like,
yeah, yeah, like, man, that makes fuck sense. Out of here, man. How the hell you, how the hell I'm going to not be me?
Yeah.
Well, I agree.
But it's still ways to do that. You know what I'm saying? Being a man, you could be like, I take it in. I ain't going to let you know I'm on the fence, but you're going to see I'm never changing it.
Yeah,
baby, I understand where you're coming from. You know what? You right to feel that way. I ain't never said I won't change it, but tomorrow you're going to see. Imagine sitting Monday, late on Tuesday.
I'm crying.
I'm still in these spots. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't go to clubs, I'm just saying, like, if that's the issue, then you got to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I ain't finna go back and forth with you about some shit that I just.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't understand, though. Like, back to the misogynist and shit.
I don't understand
women hating women, men hating women. I can understand women hating women.
You can't understand men hating women.
I can't understand that.
But we understand why women can hate men.
I can understand why niggas could be disappointed by women that they have dealt with.
But not to just hate women
as a whole.
No, I don't, because it's too many.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many, but you just ain't ran up on the right one. Then you got to check yourself. What's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me that goddamn made the old do me like that? What I done did, Kodak? Made the old keep ghosting you and shit. Like, you got to check you.
Hey, man.
don't turn up his PTSD, y'all.
Huh?
I was doing good.
Nah, I was just saying, but real shit. Nigga got to look in the mirror and be like,
you right, though?
Okay.
Not with me.
If I was a woman, would I respect me as a man?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a big one.
Yeah. You got to step outside yourself.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to ask yourself that, like, hell nah, but
a lot of times the problem could be you. It could be you as a nigga. Why do all these bitches keep treating me the same way?
They treat you the same way, yet?
What?
And why you keep on... You see that that's not your type. Why you keep going after that type?
Because in his head or in their head, that is their type. But those people not, like, you're not their type, basically.
You got to be realistic about what your type is. All right.
But you got so many good men. I'm going to put this out there, too, for y'all women. You got so many good men that this nigga be, like, I know this girl, bro. She tell me, like, man, he ain't did nothing, but he just don't do it for me.
That's because he probably lame as hell.
But how am I what lame if I'm lame? Loving you, protecting
what's
you, and doing
what's lame than somebody treating you wrong?
Lame.
What's lame than somebody treating you wrong?
No. I'm not saying that. Like, it, you could treat somebody right all day, right? You could treat me right. Let me tell you when you become lame. You could treat me right. But I know if a man came and tried you, ain't shit, you ain't gonna be about shit. So at that point, you're lame. You can be treating me
weak,
right, but
that's
you
like a weak fighter. Nigga, though.
Yeah, like he can.
Yeah, lame
just look
can
at,
just be a square that just don't like to go out the house, and you don't like him because he don't like to go out the house.
But
you're
if you were type of girl, but if you were type of girl that's like that like
I'm
to
tell
go
what
out with your nigga,
I'm
you don't
tell
go
the
out, then you lame,
bro.
What's the dilemma?
The women want to get a nigga, a no good ass nigga, and make him act like the nigga she
that's
don't like.
That's a big fact.
Wait, say
that's
it again?
That's what it is. The women want
to
get a...
She don't want him to act like the nigga she don't like. She wants him to do the things that the nigga that she doesn't like does.
That's right. What?
Right. No, that's
say
the same.
She
want
to go get a no-good-ass nigga and put a lame-ass nigga morals in him.
Right. Build a nigga.
That's what they want to do. They like, okay, you know it come with a nigga like me.
Oh, right. We trying to put the lame qualities in
right.
him, too,
some
so
of
he
them.
Can
some
build
of
your
the
nigga.
The nigga that you want... You gonna tell your friend, girl, he smothered me. He woo-woo. You want me to do that, though.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. And I ain't gonna do that.
That's what it is, right. Bro. Yes. That's the dilemma of the shit. You right. want you wanna pick a no good, you wanna pick a nigga you met cheating with.
It's and it's both it's on both sides.
That's the one I met you cheat.
It's your cake and eat too though. It's your cake and eat too.
Now me and you done tried this relationship thing. Like, who gonna fill your spot?
I'm screaming.
If I get caught cheating with my wife on you, she leave me, me and you cool now. I'm a nigga like two women, so your spot gotta be filled now.
Cause you just moved up.
Same rules applies.
That nigga says you moved up. But I think like real nigga shit, I think the lamest shit in the world is for a nigga or a bitch to string somebody along just to be like a place filler or like
ain't
a place
no such thing as stringing along.
You knew
know
side.
What you getting yourself into.
No, what I'm saying, like you know some how you said, how, like you said, how y'all
some people be tricking
girl,
people.
You ain't no, getting listen, that energy.
Some people be you tricking like people.
You bullshit. How you just hold some. On, y'all, hold on. How you just said your homegirl got a nigga that just doesn't do it for her, but he takes care of her and does all of that, whatever, whatever. But she just doesn't. He just doesn't do it for her, and she hates that or whatever. Like I feel like that's some lame shit.
He know.
Yeah, but some people be tricking
he
people.
He know that bitch don't fuck
some
with
people be tricking people because people be lying.
Yes, I
if you lying,
with that.
You tricking.
So, tricking. Yeah, some
people be tricking
people.
They be lying. Now you might get it a month or two later, but they be lying like, no, I'm with you. This, yeah, you doing everything good. Oh, no, shit.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
going
yeah,
down.
They be finessing the whole
they be
shit.
Tricking people, yeah, finessing. Yeah,
nah, yeah, and then you got yeah. people that go a whole year and 2 years
I'm
in a fake-ass relationship.
Sometimes longer than that.
Putting that shit up front. You met me on some almost some bullshit when you met me.
Yeah.
So you think I met you and changed?
Yes.
How?
Because a lot of women think that I'm the reason why you're going to change.
That's stupid.
I'm just telling
that's
you what
optimism.
We think.
What camera I'm looking in? That's
optimism.
Stupid.
That's optimism.
That's stupid.
Whoever a lot of women
was,
think that.
He that.
I'm crying.
He that. But unless he want to change.
Right.
But she think that he want to change for me.
Why?
I'm just telling you what we think.
Optimism.
Why? What the fuck? What you got?
Optimism.
We got a good vibe, good connection,
that's
good
right,
energy,
yeah.
all
you
that
know,
shit.
You know how many good vibe bitches it is?
I'm just telling you what women think, bro. All
right.
If they really like a man and then he not shit, eventually she feel like, I'm going to make him want to be shit for me.
That don't,
from the beginning.
But so,
trying to love that nigga
who's being delusional?
The women.
The woman. I ain't saying we ain't delusional with that, but that's what we be thinking.
The dude but is accepting who he
is. That's who he is.
But what's wrong with these guys that really wants to have a woman? Why do all women want the same type of nigga?
We don't. We all don't
spark?
Want the same type of nigga.
Shit, we do the same shit though. A lot of men.
Yeah, y'all all
they want
the
a particular thoughts? Type of woman.
But they want it's more of them.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. I'm just saying
like
we be on the same
you
shit.
You pray though. For God. I need a man just to treat me right and be there on time. God send that same nigga.
Yeah.
He probably ugly.
It you see? Matter. He could be handsome. He could be everything.
He came from God. He was stunned on him.
But.
Because we don't believe in Jesus.
He don't act like whoop-de-whoop now.
Because he corny.
Whatever it is that you don't like, but he give you all the qualities that you pray. You pray for this man.
And I pray for the nigga that you have to adjust.
You ain't tell God, I want to be cool.
That's what we fucked up at.
Damn, I'm trying to tell you, said, I want a man that treats me how I want to be treated. Because I done heard women say, I don't know what it is. He do everything.
So basically, the moral of the story is when you talk to God about the nigga that you want, you got to be specific.
And add the it factor. Add the
okay,
it factor.
Okay, but when God sends you the it factor.
Without the rest of the shit.
What comes with the it factor, nigga?
Yo, shit might come with it. They got to
know
that.
Now you boo-hooing and crying and shit. You know what come with these niggas.
But a lot of times, the niggas that it come with, they be sitting there selling them girls hopes and dreams, too.
Bruh, what else do a nigga... You... Listen. These bitches want to be fucked and lied to, man.
What?
Yes.
That is some bullshit.
That's the truth.
That is some bullshit.
That's the truth.
That's some top-of-the-line bullshit.
Because you telling the truth, back to that, you telling the
hell
truth.
Hell no,
it's
Jay.
How could you tell me that?
Jay.
If I tell you, I just got you, you know what, baby? I fuck with you. Hell yeah, we locked in. But I like fucking hoe, man. Bitch gonna be looking like, this nigga crazy.
And I love it. Then they gonna say they love it.
Now you maybe. A fuck nigga.
No.
The truth gonna make you a fuck nigga.
So we wanna be fucked and lied to.
You wanna be fucked and lied to? That's
DJ
what it
Scream.
Is.
That's some bullshit. You cannot agree with it. You the one with the,
I'm saying
the heart.
Most women want to be fucked and lied to.
That's some bullshit.
Tell me some lies. Talk to me while we haven't said. What you want me to say?
Yeah, I heard some women some say, lies. As long as I don't know about it. You do got them type of women. As long as I don't know about it.
Yes.
You do got them as long as I don't know about it, women.
I think I'm one of them too.
Oh, well.
So what you want
to
be?
I don't want to lie. Don't lie to me, though.
What else am I saying?
Lie. That's the
if you ask me a question,
huh?
You ask me where I was.
I don't know about it.
And I just came from fucking. Oh,
damn.
Yeah. Where you just came
what
from?
What I'm going to say?
Shit, what Gay said? Fucking.
Bro, then what they going to do?
You bet not
we
tell me.
We got to argue. You ain't going to leave.
No, you bet not tell me you fucking.
Now we're going to argue. You going to be mad for 2-3 months.
Some bitch is going to be...
That's the most confusing shit in the world because if they don't tell you they're fucking.
You're gonna fucking fight.
And you catch them fucking. Then you're gonna be mad as hell at him. And how could you betray
me? Let
me
tell y'all my logic.
How could you ridicule me?
No. I got a logic behind this, right? And I don't care. This is my logic. I don't care what nobody thinks. I believe a person can cheat respectfully. I do believe that. I believe a person can cheat respectfully.
So, but now, hear me out. If you're cheating respectfully, what are you doing? You still got to lie.
Listen. You can skip past the truth a little bit. You ain't got to necessarily lie, right? But I believe the only way you better tell me you cheating on me, if that bitch got to be where 3 years on her way to me, and you better hurry up and whisper, hey, I cheated with this girl, blah, 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 so I don't look stupid. I'm big on, I don't want to look stupid.
You want
to
be ridiculed.
Shouldn't no bitch gonna be able to come and tell me shit.
Nah, that's,
so
nah, that's
if
respect.
I don't care if we outside, and the bitch is walking up, you better, and I be like, okay. Well, bitch, I already heard about you, walk away. Because if once I feel stupid, we got big beef.
Even when you tired
so it's a way of cheating.
Even if you fuck with a bitch, I don't know nothing about this, but I'm going to say, even if you're cheating and you fuck with a bitch on the side, when you see her starting to catch certain type of feelings.
You got
to
let that go.
You got to tell your folk, hey, man, I'm dealing with thin line between love and hate, bitch. This bitch tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We might have to beat that whole up.
We but might.
I don't know. She crazy.
We might have to jump her.
You know what I'm saying?
All that time. Big facts.
But they're going to respect that more because at the end of the day, a woman already know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
She already know what she got, bro. Mm-hmm. Most of these women want to be lied to and fucked, man. And respected.
Respected.
I'm telling you, bro.
What a mix.
And skip past the truth.
But, okay, but...
Because
some people would argue, and again, this is me playing the devil's advocate because I'm totally with you on that and I totally understand what you're saying. But some people would argue that being lied to and being respected is an oxymoron.
Yeah.
But that's what they want. That's what they want, though.
But, bro, I'm telling you, I have tried this, to be truthful shit. That shit puts you in a worse position than a lie.
I kind of agree.
If you tell your mate the honest to God truth about everything, do you think y'all going to have problems? That's
create,
a conundrum.
It would create some problems.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the same thing with how your hair looked today. Baby, it's nice, but I like the other one better. That's still a lie. Instead of you saying, that shit ugly as fuck. You're still telling a lie, right? Because you said it's nice. You don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, this dress made me look fat. Hell yeah, but you look like a blimp. Niggas ain't finna say that. Niggas gonna be like, it's cool, baby, but I like the other dress better. Like, it makes your shape a lot.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
If you go ask your girl some shit about you and she tell you the truth and it hurts your, and it touched your masculinity, how you gonna look at her the same? You go ask your wife right now, baby, do I be hitting that shit right? She be like, really? Hell nah. You never, I ain't never came.
I'm screaming.
But you gonna cry. You wanna hear, hell yeah, you He-Man. Just stay together.
Are you right? Big facts.
Am I tripping though?
Nope.
It's a point. Mm-hmm. It's a point.
Do I get on your nerve? Hell yeah, you get on my nerve, bro. You really lame as fuck. I really sick of your ass. Who wanna hear that? That might be her truth one day, though.
Yeah.
You think it ain't a time that your woman wake up and feel like, man, fuck this nigga. She wake up and tell you that, bro, you gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
You gotta wait till them days get back to where it ain't really fuck me.
Oh, yeah. That's just like you can't go to the grocery store and go grocery shopping if you're hungry. No, what I'm saying you can't tell somebody to fuck them in the moment that you say it's fuck them, because it's going to come out the wrong way. It's going to turn into some all other shit. The same way you can't go to the grocery store and go grocery shopping while you're hungry, because you're going to buy up all the food and all the shit that you don't really need because you're hungry.
You're right. You're on air picking up everything.
Yeah, because you're thinking about how
we overtime, you're probably ready to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about this shit all night, but truth of the matter is, the truth will set your ass free from your relationship.
Big facts.
From your obligations.
The truth, because your mind play tricks on you, thinking you want certain shit that you may not want. You may just want it in that moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you come in the house every morning, every night, saying this, exactly what you think you want or exactly how you feel, it's best not to say nothing.
Right.
Like, I ain't just going to deliberately lie, but she asked me some shit and I'd be like, man, I don't want to talk about it. She know you on point with what you talking about. I don't want to confirm or deny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you asked me some shit and I'd be like, man, I don't want to talk about that. Like, why you always talking about some bullshit? You know I'm in the wrong.
Yeah.
But you got some women, and I'm going to keep it 100, but my wife, right? And I do this too. We give each other the game to run on each other. Babe, if you're doing this, don't do it in this way. Don't make me feel like this, or don't, you know what I'm saying? Why would you switch up? Why would you do this and then switch up? Why would you, like, this? Those are conversations that you have to have. So now you're conscious of it, like, damn. I did then answer the phone. Like, I've been answering the phone 2-3 months straight. Hello? FaceTime. Now I got no senior boy, man, call you back on regular. What's something up with that?
Mm. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you more got to pull your coattail. Especially y'all locked in saying y'all ain't going nowhere.
Right? I agree. Right.
Well, it makes sense.
Yep.
I don't know. I rely to me. So if your wife go to work and fuck a nigga.
I ain't got no wife, bro.
I'm just saying, if a nigga, anybody here, your wife go to work and fuck a nigga, and she come and tell you, babe, I just got to get this off my chest. I just fucked a bar. Nigga be what, bitch? But take that to your grave.
Yeah.
Come back home natural. Regular. I can't fault you for something that I don't know.
So you just rather keep that to herself.
She better. Because if she's thinking she finna come home and tell me some shit and I'm going to understand it, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're not about to be somebody bent.
Mm-hmm. DJ Screw.
Facts on a Friday.
www.bigfacts.com. All of them conversations.
Man, Screw be running from them. I ain't going to say shit.
Relationships. We'll let y'all handle that from the moderator.
Screw, do not jump in there.
Oh, man. My wife know this shit is only entertainment.
For me, too.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna cut it, man. Go home and get y'all.
www.bigfaxpod.com at BigFaxPod at BigFaxFriday. Salute. We appreciate y'all tuning in.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.